The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in radio land. I am George Williams, your host, and I'm so glad to be back behind the mic, folks. It's fantastic. I had an outstanding Independence Day, 4th of July celebration. I ate a lot of barbecue and a lot of fish, folks, so it was really nice. And did some horseback riding up at Burns Lake. We have a little club up there, a horse riding club, And most of the time we're cooking outside and riding the horses and really having a good friendship event. That's what we've been doing. So I'm very happy that we had a nice weekend. And I hope everybody out there did, okay? Because, folks, we got to get the holidays over now. We got to get back to business. That's us, like they say in L.A., Lower Alabama, us Southerners and us Alabamians, we got to get back to business, us conservatives out there and patriots. Folks, we really have to get down to business because these folks in Washington, in this administration, is crazy. They are actually going crazy. President Biden, Vice President Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all of them, they are actually crazy. And what is the young lady from, congresswoman from Texas? She was talking about the Supreme Court decision regarding the Arizona case. And then she said, look, the only way we can overturn this is we've got to get the House and the Senate to pass our the law that we want to pass regarding the election law, okay? That Senate Bill 1 and the House bill. The House already passed it. The House is the Congress, folks, so they already passed it. But to get it through Congress is going to be impossible. To get it through the Senate is going to be impossible, and I'm glad of that because that is not what we want in this country. What they're trying to do is to eliminate the Republican Party, eliminate conservatives, eliminate independents, okay? So we will never win another election, folks, if we allow that to happen. And that's why it's so important to make sure we put put pressure on our elected officials in Washington. Do not. Now, that brings me to one thing. We have a black congresswoman, Ms. Sewell, Congresswoman Sewell, okay, in Alabama, in House District, or Congressional District 7. She is here. Now, this woman has not done, in my opinion, anything. She has been with the Democrats on every bill she has voted. She voted to impeach President Trump twice. She voted for every legislation, okay? In this House Bill number 1, she voted for that. And so that's contrary to what we want in Alabama. And I heard, now we have a person named Robert Kennedy Jr. He's a black guy. He's on this radio station. And he had, 2 weeks ago, he had one of her assistants on the program. And then, you know, he said he's for Carlos Finney and the mayor's race and stuff like that. And he comes on during the daytime sometime. He has his program on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, okay? And he comes on sometime with Sean Sullivan, and they do a little debate. And I asked Sean if he think that Robert Kennedy and I should debate. Two blacks, one conservative, one liberal. And he said it was a good, he thought it was a good idea. And I spoke to other hosts on this station, and they said it's a good idea. So I contacted Mr. Robert Kennedy Jr. And I talked to him, and I said, I think it'd be a great idea for you and I to have a debate. And they'll give us some free time for this during the daytime. And I think it'd be great because you can explain your reason for your thoughts, and I can do the same. So he said, well, maybe. So he said, I'll get back to you. All right. So I waited. And then I sent him a text, and I explained to him that it would be a good idea to do that. And so he texts me back, and it's unbelievable what he put. He said, hi, Mr. Williams. Thanks for reaching out. We'll circuit back after the season of my radio show wraps up. That should be in early fall. Less contact then. What season? We're not playing sports here. You know, you are a Democrat. I'm a Republican. You're black. I'm black. You have your opinion. I have my opinion. Let's talk about it. Let's debate it. That's why we're doing it. And I think our listening audience would love it. So I'm asking you out there, audience, and send me a text, please. Send me a text. Do you think that Mr. Kennedy and I should hold a debate on this station? You know, what do you think about it? Do you think it'd be good? I know I would. I would. So I'm puzzled because this guy seemed like a pretty outgoing guy, pretty knowledgeable Democrat. So I'm wondering, why is he afraid to debate regarding the political situation of today, and why he would say something like, the congresswoman is doing such a great job in Alabama, et cetera, et cetera, and if he could back that up. Now, I've been on this station here for about 10 years. I left for at least 3 years, folks, and I'm back in Alabama. And I just wanted to I just wanted to make it worthwhile, okay? Worthwhile. So I got one text back from Bob. He said, hell yeah. Why not? And Mr. Kennedy, I know I've sent you a text tonight for you to listen to the show. I know you're always listening to my show. So my question to you is, why not debate? What are you afraid of? You know, what this reminds me of, Mr. Kennedy, is President Biden. Whenever the media goes to ask him some question, he all of a sudden, he's afraid to debate. You know why? I think because he doesn't even believe what he's doing. And he's afraid to debate. And I don't understand why not. If you believe in what you're saying, then let's do it. I don't see why not. We've got a couple of texts here while I've been talking, and they said, why not? So I know you're listening, Mr. Kennedy, and why are you afraid to back up what you say about the Democrats in Alabama and Democrats in the United States? Why not? So I still have that open invitation to you. And I'm going to call your show on Thursday night, and maybe you'll answer the phone. I don't know. But I think you should do it. I really think you should do it. Okay, because this situation that we're having now in this country is very pitiful. It's pitiful. It's dangerous. It's outright dangerous. And I don't understand why you Democrats out there. Well, first of all, you're real quiet. You're real quiet. Are you resenting the fact that you voted for these idiots, this those two idiots, okay? The vice president and the president. I mean, where are they from? And Biden had a history of being a racist. I don't use that word often, but it's obvious. And you still vote for him. You still vote for him. Why? Why? So a lot of you Democrats are pretty silent out there now. Well, probably because you're paying $3 for gas. Everything has gone up. Lumber, the grocery stores, everything has gone up, folks. And this is what you get, okay? You get what you reap. And you reap the Democrats, and you try to defend them. You call Trump all kind of names. Well, I tell you something. Where is President Trump? We need him now. We need to get rid of all of these Democrats, okay? And bring back the Republicans to square this country away. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, George Williams here. I'm on a mission, and we are going to make it possible. We're getting a lot of texts regarding Mr. Kennedy chickening out regarding the debate. And they're all been in favor of, why not? One person even wrote, yeah, I buy a ticket for it. We're not selling tickets, folks, but I understand what you're saying out there, Bob. Okay? All right. We have a guest right now. We're going to be talking about various subjects, and he needs no introduction, but I will introduce him. He is Dr. Lou. How you doing, doctor?
Hey, George. I'm doing fine, and I'm certainly glad to hear, you know, you're on the radio talking about what you're talking about. And I think that the reason you're not going to have a debate with any Democrats is that they just can't come up with answers to the questions that we keep posing about this.
Right.
And, I mean, part of it has to do with facts on the ground matter. And if you're going to make the case that critical race theory is right, that all whites are oppressors, how do you explain the fact that you have interracial marriages at such a high percentage of all marriages today? It's about 17%.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain, you know, the fact that so many whites voted for Obama, the first black president?
Mm-hmm.
So I could go on and on. But the point is, if you're going to debate on the side of critical race theory, how do you deal with those kind of facts on the ground? How do you deal with the unconstitutional problems that arise when you're using discriminatory policies to discredit whites who are part and parcel of the solution of the last 60 years, which have been very, I'd say, progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've classified it as a social and political revolution that has taken place because of what Dr. King did. That's why you're not going to have people debate you, George.
Mm-hmm. Well, I cannot disagree with you, Doc, because the fact that this guy is on and he's talking about the Democrats and how great they are and what they're doing and all that. Well, let's back it up. I'm on. I'm talking about the Republicans. I'm talking about all of my Republican colleagues, what they're doing, the officials. And I'm here to back it up. So why not?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, but you've got some facts to fall back on. But, I mean, even within those Republicans, though, I mean, let's face it, a lot of those rhino Republicans, they may not be in favor of critical race theory, but they certainly did not help President Trump when he needed help. And I think that that's another one of these issues that we all have to come to grips with, and how to deal with these rhinos and make sure that the deep state is not allowed to continue to do the kinds of things that it did to Trump, the Russia collusion issue, the whole misuse of the FBI Pfizer warrant. These kinds of things are very real threats to our democracy, just as what BLM and Antifa stand for. So, I mean, there are a lot of bad guy enemies out there that we have got to take on, and we need to take it on fast, and we're not going to have any success, you know, if we don't have the kinds of support we need from Democrats who don't agree with Biden, who don't agree with CRT, who think that, you know, this is a country worth saving. not destroying, as BLM and Antifa want to do.
Right. And you know, the investigations now, criminal investigations, are centered around the January 6th incident. But nothing is centered around last year, the rioting, the killing, the burning,
exactly.
The looting. And New York right now with Mayor, I don't know his real name, a.k.a. de Blasio, because that's not his
right.
real name.
Right.
He changed that name. But they're turning all those people loose. No prosecution for them.
Exactly. I mean, they keep talking about the rising. You know, Cuomo was on TV tonight. Oh, we're going through an emergency declaration because of gun violence. Well, I mean, the bad guys are going to have guns, and if all you do after you catch them is turn them back out after one day in jail instead of holding them for the kind of prosecution that used to be there, and unless you're going to put back your anti-terrorist unit to go after the bad guys, I mean, there's not going to be much success about, you know, talking about curbing gun violence. It's absurd.
Right, right. It's just political malarkey. You know that.
Right.
They're not going to
exactly.
go. Just like the black guy who's the Democratic candidate for mayor of New York. He's talking about he's going to curb crime. He's not going to do nothing, okay? He is not going to do nothing. And they'll say it, but they won't do it. You know, their actions is a lot lower than their words. And this
exactly.
is the problem that the Democrats have. And they'll outright lie, okay?
Well, I mean, George, look at what they're trying to say, that the defund police movement wasn't anything about Democrats who are in control of all of these cities that defunded the police, have seen rising crime rates, and now all of a sudden the Democratic Party is trying to make it sound like, well, the Republicans didn't want to support the police. They defunded it because they didn't support a bill that was out there. That was a poison pill bill, and everyone knew it.
Right.
No Republican was going to support that stuff.
Right.
And here we have video proof of all of these Democrat councilmen, mayors. This guy in Portland is still letting the riots go on instead of unleashing the forces that are necessary to protect his citizens. It is such BS, George. I can't stand it.
Right. And further, they tell me one time I want anybody to play a tape or what have you, with President Trump advocating defunding the police, okay?
Of course not.
No, you're not going to find that. It's all make-believe. It's a lie. The Democrats, unbelievable how many lies they're telling. Now they know that the pressure is on them, okay? Dr. Liu, tell me something. What do you think? And I can tell you, we got 3 minutes here. I can
okay.
tell you I'm happy with the Supreme Court decision in Arizona. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's one of these things that has to be, you know, moved in that direction. I mean, the argument that somehow it's okay to have ballot harvesting, or that, you know, people can just send their ballots to the wrong precinct without having any kind of, you know, problems. I mean, that's just inviting the issues that have created the issue to begin with. I mean, somewhere along the line, in election integrity has to be real. And it starts with local government, and hopefully the Supreme Court will not back down on these issues. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with election integrity. And just because election integrity is said to be a euphemism for racism doesn't make it so. What makes election integrity real is, like in Alabama, you have the highest rate of black participation in Alabama's history because John Merrill has done a great job purging the rolls, making sure that the system works, and everybody has an opportunity to get an ID card in order to vote and be identified as who you are. I mean, that's what election integrity is about. It doesn't mean that we're trying to keep anyone from voting unless they're not supposed to vote, which kind of means, you know, that's what it's all about.
That's true, Doc. That's true. All right, Doc, we're going to be going into our our commercial, but I appreciate you coming on. Okay.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it. Thank you for all you do. We'll talk to you.
All right. Thank you. All right. And now, I know, folks, when I get, my show is on the air, some of my friends and colleagues and other parts of the world are listening. I know in Africa, Nigeria, some of them are listening over the web. And in Brazil, some of them are listening. Tony, he's listening. And Neosa is in Brasilia. She's like my sister over there. She is listening. So I appreciate you guys listening to the show from all over the world, because I was stationed in Brazil for about 6 years and over in Africa for about 6 years. And I enjoyed working over there, although it was dangerous. It was very dangerous, folks. But I really, really enjoyed it, okay? Now we're going to be going into our second commercial break, and we're going to see everybody, talk to everybody after we get back. You guys keep sending me those texts regarding Mr. Robert Kennedy Jr. having a debate with me over the air. Keep sending them. And we're getting quite a few, folks, and they're all in favor of it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone out there. This is George Williams. I'm your host. And we've received a lot of texts regarding Mr. Robert Kennedy, whether he wants to come on and debate or not. And we've got, during our break, we got one phone call that we're going to put on the air because he wants to talk about this whole situation. Charlie Mack, how you doing?
I'm doing well, George. How are you?
I'm doing well. As long as I'm here in the station, I'm doing fantastic. So
Nicole Hannah Jones.
I got you. What do you have for us?
Well, Nicole Hannah Jones is responsible for CRT.
Okay.
She is no recognized academic. She came up with this cockamamie idea about a slave ship that went to Bermuda and ended up in the founding colonies, and they couldn't sell these slaves, so they made them pay for their indentured servitude. And calling that slavery, that's a joke.
Wow. Okay.
That's a joke.
Ooh.
United States Supreme Court, Arizona.
Right.
Absolutely a marvelous decision on voter integrity.
Okay.
It will pig track everything that Georgia has done, and they will be affirmed.
Okay.
I am just really excited about the Arizona case, because I think there are 13 other states that have passed voter integrity laws from the legislatures,
mm-hmm.
which the Constitution requires,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to H.R. 1. Oh, my word, H.R. 1.
Right. Tell me something. What effect do you have? We'll talk about this and then H.R. 1, because I want to hear your thought on what effect would those have in those other states that have passed similar laws or in the process of passing those similar laws?
I think it will absolutely stop them dead.
Okay.
The Supreme Court opinion in the Arizona case says that the states have the right to do this.
Right.
Not the federal government, and I just love it to death.
Okay. Okay, great. That was my thought.
Well, purging the rolls. I love it when all the people who have moved out of state are purged. I love it when all the dead folks are removed.
Right.
That's cleaning up the rolls, and the federal law says we're required to do that.
Right.
Folks, don't do it.
Right. Now, the head of the Alabama NAACP came out with a statement, I believe it was on Friday, where he criticized the Supreme Court law concerning Arizona's new election laws. He criticized that as black voter suppression. What do you think about that?
Of course, that's ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. The laws in Delaware, our president's home state, are much more restrictive than any of these voter integrity laws that are recently being passed by 13 different states.
So
if the president wants to talk about Jim Crow, go home, Mr. President, and talk about your own state.
Right. And another thing is, I'm wondering, these things happen, 150 years ago, and the Civil Rights Law was passed in 65. Why are these people harping on it now? Why?
Because of Nicole Hannah Jones, a theory that can divide this country, critical race theory.
Right, okay.
I do want to add something.
All right.
Robert Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting guy. He's been on Bill O'Reilly's show when it was on the air probably 11 times, maybe 12.
Right.
And every time Bill O'Reilly would say to him at the close of the interview, if your Uncle Jack were determined today to be a Republican or Democrat, what would he be? And he would refuse to answer.
He refused to answer?
Yeah, because John Kennedy was extremely conservative.
Right.
It's fascinating. Okay. Robert Jr. would just refuse to answer about his Uncle Jack. I thought it was great.
I got you. All right. Charlie Mack, we really appreciate you giving us your opinion.
You're a good guy. Thank you for everything you've done for Alabama. You're an asset. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, folks. He hit on a couple of things there that is very bothersome to me, and I'm sure a lot of us here in the United States, what the Democrats are doing. I mean, it is totally, totally unbelievable, and we have to stop them. Myself and Dr. Liu traveled to Birmingham a week ago, and they invited us up to talk about critical race theory, okay? And they're starting to start doing this in the school. They're getting ready to do it, and we're trying to stop it because it's nothing but racist. It's racist. You can't erase the past, folks. You're Democrats. You can't erase the past. That's what you're trying to do. You can't do that. You can't blame people of today what happened 50 years ago. You can't blame people of today what happened 100 years ago, 150 years ago. Okay? You're using this, first of all, most of it is lies. You're using it as a tool because you're trying to rally your Democratic voters. Well, I tell you, folks, you Democrats out there, it's turning against you. It's turning against you, okay? We have more. I am the Republican outreach coordinator for the Alabama Republican Party, and we have more Democrats coming over to the Republican Party now, both white and black, okay? They're coming over because they've had enough of these lies and this divide that you guys are trying to do. Even within the Democratic Party in Alabama, you have the Joe Reeves and Joanne Worley group against the Chris English group, okay? They were in federal court today. You have the old versus the new, and they were in federal court. The state court kicked it out. Judge Griffin kicked it out. Okay, Greg Griffin kicked it out. He's in Montgomery. And what they want, the older Democrats want they can't accept the fact that the young Democrats are taking over. And I'm telling you, folks, one is just as bad as the other. The old is just as bad as the new. And as you can see it in Washington. You've got Pocahontas, Senator Sanders, and all of them. And then you have the Omar and all those over on that side, you know. They're fighting like heck. And then Nancy Pelosi is in the middle. She's in the middle, and they're fighting. So, folks, look, I made this statement before. The only way we're going to save this country is to confront the Democrats. Call them a lie. Call them a lie. Confront them. We don't have to do it with weapons or anything, okay? But like this Robert Kennedy that's on this station, I'm confronting him because what he's saying is not true. And that's how you do it. Joe Biden, he refused to answer questions, okay? When the press, he's gone. He's gone. He recused. And that's how the Democrats are. They tell all these lies, but then when you confront them, they take off. They take off. They don't want a challenge. Now, tell me when President Trump did that, okay? When they talk to President Trump, he goes right back at him. Go right back at him. He tells them the way it is, okay? He doesn't run from anybody. That's a Republican, and that's what we have to continue to do. Don't run from these Democrats, okay? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I'm George Williams, your host, and I'm here on a mission. And my mission is to stop the Democrats in their tracks. Like Bonnie Feist said, let's nip them in the bud, folks. And that's what we have to do, okay? Next week, we have that election in Alabama House District 73 in Shelby County. And I'm going to be up there and that's on a Tuesday, next Tuesday, that election. So I'm going to be up there doing a remote. And we're going to be talking to Mr. Kennedy because, you know, he's going to make history here in Alabama as the first black Republican elected in the Alabama House. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. But it's true, folks. It's true. And so I'm going to be up there, and we're going to do a live broadcast from Shelby County next week. Okay, next Tuesday night. So that's what we're going to be doing. Now, folks, I play this guy almost every show. And you've got to know Dick Morris. He is the one. He's like Clinton's father, okay? He guided him to the governorship, guided him to the White House. And once Clinton got involved with Miss Lewinsky, he left him. He left him. And he's a very much conservative now. And he is, I met him a few times in South Florida. He has his own show on Saturdays on Newsmax. And he put these Dick Morris tapes out every day, dickmorris.com. So let's hear and listen to him, folks, because this guy knows what he's talking about. All right, here he is, Dick Morris.
We're used to presidents that try to cure the nation's problems, but now we have one that is causing the nation's problems. And from a political perspective, that's the exact opposite. There are three main problems gripping the country, all of which are directly attributable to Joe Biden. And not to any complicated deduction either, just the obvious facts on the surface. For 40 years, there was not much inflation in the U.S. Prices rarely rose by more than 2% a year. Now they're slated to go up by 10% this year. That's entirely due to Biden's high spending. When it didn't happen before, inflation didn't happen before. Immigration, about 150,000 illegal immigrants came across the border last year. This year, it's nearing 1.5 million, a wound entirely self-inflicted by Biden's beginning to demolish the wall, failing to complete it to fill in the gaps, drastically cutting staffing at immigration and naturalization border facilities, and reinstituting catch and release, where those they catch, they release right away, plus ending the agreement to make Mexico hold our illegal immigrants there. And of course, the third self-inflicted wound is crime. Since we began to defund the police and divert resources away from the uniformed force, crime has soared. Murders are up by 25% since last year. And in those nine cities that have effectively moved to defund large portions of the police force, it's risen by 68%. So these are not problems Biden failed to solve. The problems Biden succeeded in causing.
All right, folks. That was Dix Morris. And unbelievable how this president is just, you know, look at who talked about defunding the police. I was in the police for a long time, okay? A lot of years. I'm retired now. And who were talking about defunding the police? It was the mayors and the city council that were Democratic cities. They were not Republicans. But now, since they're getting a lot of pressure and a lot of violence in their city, they're saying it's the Republicans who advocated defunding the police. That is what I'm talking about here, the lies that are being spread, okay? The lies that are being spread. So the thing is, you can't trust a Democrat. You cannot trust a Democrat to tell the truth. You ever watch that program, To Tell the Truth, years ago, To Tell the Truth? I would love to see one of these Democrats on that program now, you know, if that program was brought back. So, no, they're not going to tell the truth. And in my opinion, the reason they keep lying is to stir up their voter base. The reason they advocate voter suppression is to stir up their voter base. You know why? Because in the past, it's been a win-win situation for them. Okay? In spite of the fact that the Civil Rights Bill and Act was passed by Republicans, it was the Democrats who fought it. Okay? Congressman Gerald Ford, who later on became our president, sponsored it in Congress. Senator Edward Dirksen sponsored it in the Senate. They sponsored those bills. The Republicans backed it. It was President Johnson who had to call the Democrat, Jesse Helm and all of those, okay, racist individuals. He had to call them to threaten them to vote for it. But yet and still, who got credit? It was the Democrats. They got credit for it. It was a Democrat because it was done during their administration. Okay? But it was the Republicans who sponsored it. It was the Republicans who voted in mass for it. Okay? And just like this Juneteenth. Juneteenth was to notify a few blacks in Texas, mainly in Austin, Texas, that they were freed. But everybody else knew. Okay, so the holiday should not be a Juneteenth holiday. It should be Emancipation Proclamation Day. That's when President Lincoln, a Republican, freed all the slaves. Okay, but the Democrats don't want the Republicans to take credit for that. They don't want us to take credit for that. It was President Lincoln who freed the slave. That should be the official holiday. The Emancipation Proclamation should be the holiday, and not Juneteenth. Juneteenth was just to let a few blacks know that they were free. And I'm sure there were other places where they didn't get the word. Because remember, folks, they didn't have television, telephones. They didn't have any of that stuff. Okay? They didn't have it. They didn't have it. But, and you watched, and we've got to call them on this. The Democrats keep talking about critical race. They keep talking about voter suppression. Okay? Name one black American citizen who cannot get an ID to vote. They can't do that. I've challenged many of them. Name them. Name one. You can't find one because they're free. You can get them. So how is this black voter suppression? How? How? It's nothing but a bunch of lies, and we Republicans, we patriots, have to challenge it because they're trying to use it, folks, as a tool to get people. Why do you think Biden letting all these individuals come into this country? Huh? They got to try to make them Democrats. Think about that, folks. All right, we got to go. We'll see you next week from Shelby County. And until that time, bye con Dios. We're going to be making history. All right, folks. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.